Today in Science from Wired.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals. Save big money at
Menards. As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
Europe is struggling to coexist with wild bears. A fatal bear attack in Slovakia reignited accusations that conservationists are protecting the animals at the expense of human safety. Experts argue it's a people problem, not a bear problem. By Tristan Kennedy. It was around 5 p.m. on March 15th, and the light was fading fast when Konstantin and Tatiana were attacked by a bear. The young couple, aged 29 and 31, and identified in local media reports only by their first names, were Belarusians living in Poland. But Konstantin had been working for the winter as a ski instructor in Jasna, a popular resort in neighboring Slovakia. The winter season was coming to an end, and on a day off, he decided to go hiking with his girlfriend beneath the 4,718-foot high peak of Najame in the Slovak National Park surrounding the resort. Newspaper reports suggest that when the couple encountered the bear, a young male weighing about 265 pounds, they ran in different directions. Finding himself alone, Konstantin tried calling Tatiana. When he failed to get a response, he called Mountain Rescue. It was dark when they eventually found Tatiana's body with the help of a search dog. She'd apparently fallen down a ravine, sustaining fatal injuries to her head. As with previous bear-related fatalities, both in Slovakia and across Europe, the incident has sparked accusations that conservationists are protecting bears at the expense of people's safety. In 2021, a 57-year-old man was killed by a bear in the same national park, stoking community tensions about their presence and leading to calls for a cull. As it stands, however, hunting the animals is banned under both Slovakian and European law, and experts argue vociferously that a lack of education rather than a focus on conservation is the primary cause of the problem. It's really kicked off here, with the press and politicians, I think, making some unjustified statements, says British-born zoologist Robin Rigg. A specialist in large carnivores, Rigg is the chair of the Slovak Wildlife Society, which he set up in 1998. 2 years after moving to the country. Initial reports suggested that Tatiana might have been killed by the bear itself rather than by her fall, Riggs explained. And it's been said in public, actually by someone from the Ministry of the Environment, that it was a predatory attack, but I don't see the evidence for that. Although the animal was near the body when rescuers found Tatiana, that doesn't mean the bear was intending to kill and consume her, Riggs says. He stresses that he hasn't seen all the evidence, so any conclusions are provisional, but he has seen some of the grisly photos that were leaked to the media, and none of them show signs of consumption. Puncture marks found in the woman's leg, he says, look like claw marks. They're not signs of feeding. The video went viral, and now, Riggs says, we've had these two incidents within 48 hours of each other, within a few kilometers of each other. So the tendency is to look at them together and ask, what should we do about bears? In the Pyrenees, the mountains that straddle the border between France and Spain, French and Spanish farmers' unions, sick of dealing with damage to crops, beehives, and livestock, have called for bear numbers to be cut. In the northern Italian province of Trentino, where bears were reintroduced as part of an EU-funded rewilding project, the tragic death of trail runner Andrea Papi in April 2023 brought simmering resentments bubbling up to the surface. To the horror of local scientists, Trentino's right-wing populist president, Maurizio Fugatti, proposed killing half of the carefully nurtured population of around 120 bears overnight. Yet experts say culling bears is far from the best way to prevent future tragedies. In the wake of Andrea Papi's death, the local Natural History Museum invited Tom Smith, a bear management specialist from Utah's Brigham Young University, to give a talk about how such issues are dealt with in North America. In a sign of how high community tensions are running, the museum took the unusual step of posting an armed guard at the entrance. And by running away from the animal, particularly by running away in different directions, the couple inadvertently made the situation a whole lot worse. It would have been better if they'd stayed together and tried to stay calm, if possible, Riggs says, because bears almost never attack people in groups. In the entire North American human-bear conflict database, Tom Smith said there's not a single case where two people stood their ground and the bear attacked. While the human tragedy of Constantine and Tatiana made headlines, the incident may prove damaging to bears too, affecting conservation efforts across Europe. Slovakia's government, which, like Trentino's, is right-wing populist, has called for the EU to strip bears of their strictly protected status. Adalbert Jans, a European Commission environment spokesperson, said he couldn't comment on these specific calls. But the decision in December to downgrade wolves from strictly prohibited to protected, a status that would allow hunting, has biologists and biodiversity experts worried. It's partially political posturing, says Rig of the Slovak government's recent statements, but I think they really want to try to make that happen. And they probably feel that there's a bit of an open window now because of what happened with the wolf recently. Thanks for listening to Wired. My name is Zeke Robison, and for more stories like this one, visit us at wired.com.
Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more science news at wired.com/science.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.